There's some disagreement among scientists over whether certain species are native to the Great Lakes, but a report coming soon from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is expected to say there are now between 170 and 185 non-indigenous aquatic species in the region. That number is up about 25% over the last decade, partly due to discoveries that some species are not native, and partly due to new invaders.
These are quaggas.
NOAA researcher Tom Nalepa holds a thumbnail-sized invader, the quagga mussel. It came into the lakes from the Caspian Sea about 15 years ago and is now even out populating the zebra mussel in some of the lakes, including Lake Michigan. Nalepa says the biggest cumulative effect of all the Great Lakes invaders is that it's harder to know how species interact.
We don't know how the system works anymore, and it's a system that is very unstable, and a system that is unstable is hard to predict. So resource managers that manage the fisheries need to know responses. If you increase quotas, this could have a harmful or non-harmful effect on the fisheries, because it's all based on what the system can support.
The number of new fish species coming into the Great Lakes has gone down in the last decade since tighter restrictions were placed on ocean ships bringing in ballast water. But some officials want even stronger controls to keep out other invaders. Dennis Shornack of the International Joint Commission is pushing for a study of making all ocean ships transfer their cargo to lake vessels near the mouth of the St. Lawrence River.
Well, this is just sort of the what-if scenario. You know, what if Canada and United States acted to adopt a regulation these ships couldn't meet? How would the cargo move? Who are the winners and losers? And because eventually that cargo is going to get to its destination. And what would the cost difference be?
Shornack acknowledges that ocean shipping companies and some port managers are concerned about his idea. But he says with the number of invasives continuing to grow, something new must be tried to protect the Great Lakes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.